The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you retiring anytime soon? Are you concerned about the term recession? Are market norms still the same? Is it business as usual? Are you going to get a bunch of bonds, stocks, and mutual funds when we're looking at a pending correction, possibly depression, or at least a recession? If you want to see how we can help you add double digits to your account, call me at 800-440-0434 or call anyone on our team at mymoneyissafe.com. Welcome, listeners. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. Welcome to the Prosperity Hour. And we're here with you every weekend, and we discuss retirement strategies, what you can do, and what are ways to protect your money. We're big on showing you safe ways to protect your money. I call it safe money strategies. And they work, folks. I just want to say on the record that any of the folks that have followed our safe money strategies have never lost any money due to a correction. So it's important because we are having a correction. But apparently Washington DC tells us we're not having a recession. And, I'll tell you what, I'm going to say this as, diplomatically as I can. I have never seen, well, I've seen one other administration. This is one of the two worst administrations in telling accurate comments about anything. So if the average person doesn't realize that, you know, we're not hearing the truth, well, then I don't know what planet you're on. But you've got to protect your money, you've got to protect your retirement, and you've got to look at strategies to make sure that if we do have a major correction, that your money is safe. I mean, that is so true. You know, our website is mymoneyissafe.com, mymoneyissafe.com. And that's so crucial because the reality is your money safe? See, that's the problem is you're retiring now. And, you know, we've said this at shows before, but, you know, are you prepared for 25 to 35 years of unemployment? Well, if you're retiring or you're, you know, planning on retiring anytime soon, that's exactly what happens. You are actually planning for 25 to 35 years of unemployment. So if you're 60 years old, you want to retire at 65, then you need to have enough money to sustain you and your spouse. We can help you with that. But here's the problem, folks. If you have all of your money, all these eggs in the basket of the stock market, and the market takes a big hit, how long do you have to recover? In other words, do you have 5 years? Do you have 10 years? And if you've listened to our show before, you understand that I'm very, very concerned about what to do given what's going in this market. So folks, I want you to stay tuned. Ask us questions. You can email me at info@mymoneyissafe.com. Go to our website. And we're going to be talking about, you know, what's your definition of recession. So, folks, enjoy the show today. And Steve Lewis will be joining me as always. And we will be talking to you soon.
Welcome to the Prosperity Hour. Join host Greg Ellie with Steve Lewis of the Prosperity Group as they guide you on your path to prosperity in retirement and life. Learn how to safely protect your money from market risk, creating your own pension-like income with their safe money strategies and implementing their tax-free plans. Call Greg or the team at 864-989-0176 or email greg@mymoneyissafe.com. Visit mymoneyissafe.com and start now.
Good morning, listeners. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and welcome to the Prosperity Hour. And you know, we're talking about recession today. What's your definition of recession? That's the question that you've got to, you know, figure out. And so it's important to understand, hey, we're being told recession is one thing. It seems like everything is being defined differently these days. So it's important to understand, hey, what am I doing? What's going on? So folks, stay tuned as we talk about things. And Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I guess it depends on what your definition of how am I doing is. But when you're talking about the recession, or, you know, we learned back in the, what was it, in the 90s, it really depends on what your definition of is, doesn't it? You can just redefine and change the meaning of words, and then it doesn't mean what it used to mean. So, yeah, it's really interesting times that we're in when, you know, we have Yellen who says we're in an economic slowdown, and everything that we see says that we're, you know, according to normal definitions, we are in a recession. But they are so afraid to mention those words because it's politically disastrous for them, as if they are doing anything positive towards their political careers. But you know, I'm doing well. Thank you.
You know, in talking to you about the show, I almost thought of calling the show, politicized economics, because yep. That's really what's happening across the board. Everything is politicized. And right. I think one of the weaknesses of our prior administration is everything was on Twitter. Everything was on social media. So it's literally like it's mob rule when it comes to this. So the normal definitions are, okay, we have market cycles. No, because that doesn't fit with the narrative. So everything is upside down right now. And I believe that people need to realize that right now everything's pointing that we are going into a recession. And, I'm having conversations with our clients. I'm saying, hey, folks, I wouldn't expect much gains going forward because, I think for the next year, it's going to be difficult because we're most likely having a correction. Now, if I'm wrong, great, but I don't think I'm wrong. And, we've called it right several times, almost every time, and I'm not boasting, but, we've talked about corrections and different things like that. Steve, we need to kind of record these things. We'll figure it out. I mean, the show's recorded, but, I remember when the market, when President Trump, supposedly lost the election, okay, at that point, that the market started reacting favorably. And I went on record and I said, well, of course it's reacting favorably because it's business as usual for big companies who are going to be making a huge profit on China. And so it didn't surprise me because it shows you the motivation of what's going on. But then the question that was posed is, how's the average American doing with this? And I can answer that now, Steve, and I think you can too. All you got to look is at the gas tank, the gas pump. All you have to do is look at the price of groceries, look at the price of goods, wait for the price of rent to catch up with this, price of home ownership. So everything is pointing that we are having a reset of norms, and that's the problem with all of this, Steve.
It is, and I know we're almost out of time this segment, but I check a couple of different news feeds from time to time, and I just want to read just a couple of the top headlines, because it really talks about what we're saying here. World's biggest consumer names announce soaring price increases. Half of Americans fall deeper into debt. Shopify cuts staff. Google growth slows. $9.4 trillion results day looms in test for stock market. Economists, home prices plunge plunge on cratering demand. And here's the other one that people need to be really watching out for. Fed readies largest rate hike since Volcker. That's just literally like the top six or seven. People need to be really waking up and paying attention to what's going on because we haven't hit the storm. We're in the leading edge of the storm.
And the what storm?
The economic storm.
We are having an economic storm.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. Folks, listen, we're almost out of time this segment. Stay tuned. Go to our website, which is mymoneyissafe.com, You can call us at 1-800-440-0434. Sarasota, Seneca, Spartanburg, Greenville. Stay tuned in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
On your shared kitchen stove to catch fire. It's not weird, it's just different town. Sometimes you're my preference town. It's for real, no faking it. You told me I'm your second.
Attention retirees, this is Greg Elley of the Prosperity Group. Are you in limbo with your retirement right now? Are you not sure what to do? Are you concerned that this market volatility could really hurt your accounts and you're kind of frozen and just sitting in cash? Folks, there are alternatives. I can show you where you can add double digits to your retirement accounts day one. Call me at 800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Greg Elley of the Prosperity Group, and are you prepared for a recession? Look, I don't like to be negative. I don't like to promote doom and gloom, and that's not what I'm promoting. But what can you do about it? How can you protect your 401k or your IRA? If you can do an in-service rollover and you're not taking advantage of that, you could be making a big mistake. So, folks, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com, and any one of our team can help you, including myself. Take care. Welcome back, listeners. This is Greg Elley of the Prosperity Group, and I'm here with Steve Lewis in the Prosperity Hour, and we are talking about recession. Seriously, we're talking about recession. So what do we do? You know, what do we do? Steve, you know, we've been talking about recession for some time. I don't particularly like to talk about recession. I mean, I really don't, but the reality is, you know, what do we do? What do we do? You know, what are our options? And so the answer is we do have options. We have safe money options. Somebody emailed me last week, Steve, and they said, hey, what's going on with this recession? What do you suggest we do? My broker keeps telling me to hang in there. It's going to come back. And you're saying something very different. So what do you suggest? Well, here's what I suggest. You need a safe money strategy. Because here's the big danger, Steve. If someone sticks their retirement account in there, in the market, indiscriminately, and just anticipates that everything is going to be the same, those are the people that are going to get really hurt. So it's important to understand what our options are. And one of our key components is having a safe money strategy. I believe that is so crucial.
Absolutely. And you know, the problem with the market's going to come back is, I mean, you can make the argument that, yeah, sure, I mean, it's going to come back sometime. But the question is time, when? And how much time do you have? And as you said on the show many times, you know, it took, 25 years for the market to or how long was it that it took the market to come back after the
depression? 25 years to come back from the depression.
Yeah. Yeah. So after the depression, it was 25 years before the market came back. And, you know, as a pre-retiree or retiree, you know, do you want to wait 25 years just to get back to zero? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. It's completely illogical. It's completely self-serving for anybody that is telling people that are in the market to do that if they are retirees or pre-retirees, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you're right. And here's the thing. If it took 25 years for a correction to come back, what, the 65-year-old is going to be 80 years old before the market comes back? How much sense does that make?
Right, exactly. And not to mention the fact that if you're already retiring and your account takes a hit, let's say the market drops 30-40%, your account takes a hit, and now you're still drawing income off of that money that you saved. So now you're 30-40% down, and you're minus the money that you've been living off of. So when the market does come back, you're still, it takes you forever to get back to zero again, as I said, and you're way worse off than you were before. Why would you put yourself in that situation? It really just does not make any sense to me. It's completely illogical.
Well, Steve, you know, first of all, our listeners, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434, or you can go to mymoneyissafe.com. You know, I've got people that are talking to us, Steve. You've run into people that have come to you and, you know, they've lost 20% so far this year. They've lost 15%. I've seen some people lose as much as 35% this year. And people are watching their gains erode before their eyes. They're watching their gains erode before their eyes. There's no reason to put yourself in that position. There's really no reason. You know, the old adage, you want to sell high and buy low, really makes sense. Well, now's not the time to wait for the market to recover because the market is bearish. You know, I mean, we're recording the show on Wednesdays. And by the way, folks, you can go to our Facebook page. And if you go to our Facebook page, you know, you can watch us pre-record the show. It's not edited, but at least this way you can look. Now, I'm looking as we're recording the show. The market is up 128 points. Woo. Good. So glad to hear it. It's below 32,000, and the S&P's up a little bit. Now, here's what's interesting. Gold has been correlated to the stock market, and gold is just slightly down because they're manipulating the price of gold. And we can have that discussion with folks as well. It's probably a good idea to have some physical gold, and we can help folks with that. We deal with a company called U.S. Metals, and we've got an expert. I've got quite a position in that company, you know. But to sit there and take all your retirement, stick your IRA in something that has no guarantees, it's very volatile, has no income guarantees, I think is a big risk. And that's where we can help. Do you realize, Steve, and I know you know this, but do you realize, and I mentioned this to someone the other day, when we put somebody's 401k or IRA, the guarantees that we have, and here's the guarantees. We have an account that'll guarantee the principal, guarantee your gains, potentially, depending on which company we use, add money to your account anywhere from 18 to 36% day one into the account. And many of these accounts have no fees, all right? No fees that are coming off of the client's statements. And they're guaranteed for two lives. So in other words, if it's in the husband's name, the account is guaranteed. I just met with a retired military person who had been given, you know, bad advice on which pension to take. And unfortunately, he took the pension that if he passes away, his wife doesn't get anything. So what we did is we secured her IRA. Actually, it wasn't even an IRA. It was just non-qualified money, meaning non-IRA money. And now she has an inflation hedge because the account can increase. And we added nearly 25% into her account day one, which made up for the loss that she's experienced. And I talked initially to her a year ago. And they thought, well, their broker said, no, the market's going to go up. You need to do it. But by the time they finally reacted, they realized they lost 25 or 30%. And they said, no, we want to do this. We should have listened to you in the first place. They would have had $60,000 more to work with had they listened to me at that point. So here's the problem. See, people can't make up that loss except for, you know, if they go into one of our accounts that can help. But who wants to see their accounts lose money?
Absolutely. No, and you know, back to, I read some of the headlines in the first segment, and I wanted to remind people, you know, I think the biggest one at the moment, or one of the bigger ones at the moment, isn't so much what the definitions are as what the Fed is doing. And, you know, as I read, the Fed readies the largest rate hike since Volcker. And what people need to remember is just in a simple, you know, there's that simple little adage that says when interest rates are high, stocks will die. When interest rates are low, stocks will grow. So, you know, we talk all the time about fundamentals on this show. And there's so many fundamentals that say that the market's not going to long-term go up. It may go up today and down tomorrow, but long-term right now, it has no momentum. And this, if anything, is going to give it negative momentum. So if you're waiting on the market to recover, you're going to be waiting for a while, in my opinion, especially if the Fed raises the rate. And why not, as you said, you know, we have the opportunity, if you've lost 20-30% of your account, we have the ability to basically put that right back where you were day one, and with no fees and guarantees and all kinds of stuff. So why in the world wouldn't you want to talk to us and put yourself in a position of safety now before the storm actually hits? And if you're not paying attention to the headlines, the people are talking. I mean, we talked about J.P. Morgan, what, a couple of weeks ago. The CEO says that, you know, there's a tsunami coming. I've heard, is it Rubini? Rubini just came out the other day and said that we are definitely in for some really rough waters. It's coming, folks, and this isn't us saying it. We're just repeating what other people are saying. You need to get ready, and this is the way to do it.
Well, you know, here's the thing. We talked about this last week, Steve. Interest rates are going up. The problem is the bank's interest rates aren't going up. The mortgage rates are going up. Mm-hmm. And the feds are going to make an announcement today, which could have adverse effects on the market. The market might have already planned on it, and so that's why it's not reacting that badly yet. But when he actually makes the announcement, it's almost as if Powell is trying to get us into a recession because they're trying to control growth. I don't know. So let me read this article that's interesting. It was written today by Brian Chung on Yahoo Finance. It says the Fed's hard landing for the economy begins today. All right. So it was at 6:30 this morning when this article came out. It says today's newsletter is by Brian Chung, an anchor and reporter covering the Fed economics and banking for Yahoo Finance. The Federal Reserve is trying to land the plane from the high skies of strong economic activity and elevated inflation. Starting today, it is time, or maybe it has been time, for investors to buckle their seatbelts, stow away their trade tables, and return seats to the upright position, because the answers on whether this swoon becomes a hard or soft landing for the economy are about to start rolling in. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, our proverbial economic pilot, has already begun the descent of the plane through the rate hikes in March, May, and June. By raising interest rates another 75 basis points today, the feds will bring rates to a range of 2.25 to 2.5, or a neutral level estimated to be the point at which any further rate increases would be restrictive to economic activity. In September, economists expect the Fed to bring rates into this territory. So that's part of the article. We sourced the article. People can go look at it. But I have a prediction, Steve. I think this is going to backfire. I think you're going to see the market react negatively. Now, it might not react negatively today, but here's what I mean by this. The debt, how is the debt being affected with these, you know, 3/4 point hikes? See, the debt is the other balance. So they're running out of rabbits to pull out of their hats. So that tells me we're looking at a recession. We're looking at least at a correction, hopefully it's short term. Because guess what? The government's just been flooding our economy with dollars. The dollar and the euro are almost the same. Australia, you know, that's changing. So, folks, listen to me. If you don't have a safe money strategy, you don't have a safe money plan, the vulnerability of your retirement accounts is big. It's huge. It's huge. So, folks, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. You can go to mymoneyissafe.com. You can email us at info@mymoneyissafe.com, and you can learn how we can add double digits to your account. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, there is a recession coming. You see interest rates going up. Home ownership is going to be challenged. And the question is, what do I do? Is it just business as usual, stocks, bonds, mutual funds? you got radio show hosts that say, oh yeah, just buy a good safe stock mutual fund. Not during a recession. Folks, we can help you with your safe money strategy. Give us a call at 800-440-0434. Learn how you can add over 20% to your retirement account. Go to mymoneyissafe.com.
Gives nature humor. And they say when a man turns from sin to the Lord, that forgiveness like snow covers him evermore.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and we are talking today about, a recession. Are we looking at a recession there? That's something that we need to think about and see what our options are. And so we are talking about this for our listeners, and it's really, really important for people to understand what we can do. All right. The title of today's show is Recession. It depends on what your definition of it is. Oh, and by the way, the song that you heard is a song that I sang back in 1988 called Somewhere It's Snowing. And it talks about how Jesus makes your sins as white as snow. And a powerful song penned by Willie Swain. And it was one of these songs I discovered, and a lot of people liked it. And so in deference to Christmas in July, that's why we played Somewhere It's Snowing. So, Steve, you know, we're talking the R word, the recession word. And it's funny how people don't really even want to hear that, you know what I'm saying? They don't even want to hear that.
You're right, and sound bites and optics mean everything in today's society. And I think sometimes, if you have the administration out there repeating a lie, what is it? You repeat a lie seven times and it becomes truth. And I think, so many people are defending whether we're in a recession or not. And the true definition is to negative quarters back to back, that's a sign of recession. And I think we have proven that that's true. And you talked about inflation. The inflation numbers have been manipulated. We're not measuring inflation like we used to. So we don't even really know what the true measure of inflation is. I wanted to ask you real quick, though. By the way, we do record this show live typically on Wednesday mornings. And we do that on Facebook, so you can go to Prosperity Group Advisors, LLC, like the page, turn on notifications, join the conversation. We had a great conversation today with a lot of our listeners, and they've asked questions. Greg, one of our listeners, Michelle, asked, what if you have a lot in the stock market, and if you take it out, you'd incur a huge tax hit? I think that's a really good question to address.
Say that again, Steve.
Michelle says, what if you have a lot in the stock market, and if you take it out, she's saying, wouldn't you incur a huge tax hit?
Well, it depends. I mean, I'm not evading the question, but what it depends, and yeah, I see the thing on Facebook there. It depends if you have a capital gains. So let's say I've got $100,000 and it grew to $150,000 and I want to pull out of the market. Now, this is if it's not IRA money. Then you're going to pay 15% on the growth, which is $50,000, right? So what is that? That's $7,500, which means I can walk away with $42,500 of profit. You know what? I'd rather pay 15%, walk away with the money, than watch my account lose 15%. And I've seen people make that mistake because they want to avoid taxes. Sometimes you're better off paying the tax than coming out ahead. So that's one option. Now, if it's IRA money, they're not going to pay taxes on that. We're just going to roll that money over. And that's why, like somebody asked me the question, we moved about $400,000 of someone's account from an IRA that they had with Fidelity, and we moved it to our strategy. the account added over, you know, over 20% into their account, which is significant money, right? That's what, $80,000 plus that they added into their account, and they got it. And they got it. In fact, I'm recording the show. I'm in Sarasota, and I'm meeting with clients in Sarasota today. Collectively, now listen to this, Steve. Collectively, this account that we've put their account in has added $200,000 collectively to the people I'm meeting with today. That's a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
And it's real money. It's not smoke and mirrors. You know, one of the phrases that we've coined is you want to make sure that you have a pension-like income. In fact, you want a pension-like income that increases so that you keep up with inflation, not a use-it-or-lose-it account. And I'm referring to income riders. And if people want to learn about that, they can call us at 1-800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. Also, I want to reach out to Bill Blunkley in our Sarasota affiliates who's had a bout with COVID. I actually, and you were so kind to, you know, keep up with them when I was in Hawaii, Steve. And fortunately, Bill got COVID. And so I recorded yesterday when I was on my way down, and we had a good session. So we just hope Bill is feeling better and he'll be back in the saddle quickly.
I just wanted to finalize the point before you read the other question. Michelle did clarify and say that what she's talking about is not IRA money. And as you said, you know, you explained the tax situation really well. But the other side of it is that if you did roll it into, you know, one of our vehicles, again, assuming it's not qualified, you would have a tax implication there. But you still have the opportunity to get bonuses on the money, as we talked about, anywhere from 18% to 36%, depending on what makes sense for you and your situation and what works. So there are ways to offset that. Yes, there's some negative if it's not qualified or IRA money, but you know, we can definitely still put you in a better position, in my opinion.
Steve, I'm going to tell a story. And again, folks, you can reach us at 800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. But I'm telling a story because what happened, we had a client or a potential client that came to see us, and this was back in 2007, before the market crashed in 2008. And they were up ahead, and I said to the man, and it ended up almost being prophetic, I said to the man, you know, you're up $200,000. Now, back then, the capital gains, I think, was 20%. So he would have taken a $40,000 hit. He says, I just can't take the tax hit. I said, but you're walking away with $160,000. But what happened like 3 weeks later, Steve? The market lost 40%. So I called him back up and I said, hey, you need to get out of it. This thing is tanking. He says, no, I'm going to have the tax hit and everything. And guess what? He came to see me in 2009, ended up moving the account. He lost all of his profit because he was trying to offset taxes. The saving grace is at that point, we had an account that added 10%, so it added about $30,000, which, you know, mitigated some of that pain. The problem is he didn't have to do that. In fact, I'm looking at a question on Facebook by Lucinda. She said, people ask me for Greg's number all the time to meet with him and discuss getting their wealth in a safe place. Then they never contact him and say, well, I'm just not sure, but then complain about everything that's going on. Folks, let me say this. I think we're fairly nice people. We don't pinch. We don't hurt. We'll tell you the truth. But if you want to come and talk to us, talk to any of our team, call 1-800-440-0434. Or go to mymoneyissafe.com. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. It's crucial right now, folks, that you do something before this market takes a hit. And Steve, how long will we be at a 15% capital gains?
Right.
So I'll walk away with 85% profit. I mean, let's think about this. 85% profit. How many of you would operate a business at 85% profit? So why not operate your personal finances with an 85% profit? That's my thinking.
Absolutely. And, you know, you made a comment I wanted to – I know we're almost out of time. I wanted to mention real quick. I was sat with a couple the other day. We put them in a much better position. It was a real it's such a great feeling. I know you love this too. This is what I love about what we do. Being able to help people and say, you know what? I know that I helped them tremendously. Like I secured some of their retirement. But it was funny after the conversation was over and we did everything. They said, okay, well, how does it work for you? Like, what kind of bill? Like, you just send us an invoice? Or I said, no. You don't understand. Like, when we do this, I mean, we don't, for you, we do it for free. I mean, we do get paid, but we don't have an invoice. We don't charge by the hour. You know, we get paid from the company. If you put money into an account, 100% of that money goes into the account. There's no fees for a lot of what we do, you know, from the different accounts that we use. So you're really, it's really no cost to you to sit down with us and take a look at what your options are. So I highly encourage people to really take time and come and sit down with us, because I think you'll be amazed. I know you'll be amazed. If you really look at what we have to offer, we can definitely put you in a position of being much better off, being safe, having great opportunity for the future, for having guaranteed income. And, you know, there's just so many things about what we do to really help you out. Greg, we're almost out of time. I'll let you wrap up this segment.
Well, I appreciate that, Steve. You know, we got about 20 seconds. Folks, give us a call. We can help. All right, go to 1-800-440-0434. Go to MyMoneyIsSafe.com. I'm doing YouTube videos now that are 2 to 3 minute snippets that'll tell you a lot about us. It's not going to hurt you to meet with us. We can help you. So, folks, stay tuned. We got one more segment. We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and the song that you heard was We've Got the Music. That was our title song to our project back in 1988, and so we're going to be putting that online. We're working on it. We've been doing some upgrades on our website and everything like that because we've had a lot of requests for some of the music. But my late wife and I, we used to travel and do music ministry, and that's where I learned to do radio, media, TV, and all that. Back in the 80s, and we did that for about 10, 12 years, and something that's very fond. And in fact, I'm actually going to be recording a hymns album this year. That's one of the projects I'm going to do with my free time. So, Steve, you know, we've had a lot of input from our Facebook comments, and, you know, people ask valid questions, but one of the things I want to mention is income riders. You know, we talk about income riders. They're not all the same. And I like to use income riders that we call create a pension-like income for the husband and the spouse, not these use-it-or-lose-it income riders where it's only good if you live a certain amount of years. And I want to challenge our listeners, if you have an account, you want us to review it, we'll be glad to go over it. You know, we've had a lot of people, Steve, that come to see us, and then even though we didn't write the case, we'll become the agent of record and help them manage that account, because sometimes they don't get the benefit of that, you know. So it's important that people understand what their options are, and we can help them with that, you know, we really can.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, regarding the income rider, it's really funny. I sat with a client yesterday, and they have I'm not going to mention the company, but they have a product with another company. And as I was reading through it, and then we got online with you know, with the company and trying to help them understand what their benefits were with that product and all this kind of stuff. It was amazing to me how overly, incredibly complicated it was. I mean, I've been doing this 30 years, and that was probably the most complex, you know, if you do this, then it's that, and then this, and that. It was crazy complex. And one of the things I like about what we do is that the income rider is pretty straightforward. And as you said, it is real money. And, it's not a use it or lose it type scenario. And that's what I like about what we talked about is it's simple and it is productive and beneficial for the clients. So anyway, I just
Steve, wanted to go ahead and... Let me ask you, Steve, was that account you were looking at a variable annuity?
Actually, it was. Yeah, you didn't know that. But yes, that's true. It was.
Yeah, and I can tell just by what you were describing that it was a variable annuity. Because in my career, in the last 33 years, out of a bunch of variable annuities that I've seen, there's only been three or four that I would have purchased myself.
Yep.
Okay? And I'll never forget, and I've shared this before on other shows, when I met with a friend of mine who's a broker, and he said, Greg, you know, all my clients who want variable annuities don't care about the principal. They just want the income. I said to him, you know what? I've been doing this a long time. I've never met anybody who doesn't care about their principal.
Right.
Well, except one. He had $1 million, and he said, I just want income from it. And I was trying to talk him out of doing it, the type of annuity that if he dies the next day, the company gets to keep the money. But he had several other millions, so that was his mindset. I said, you know, there's a better way to do it. And you know what? I didn't do the business because I didn't believe, I just wasn't going to do something I didn't believe in. I thought it was a really bad mistake, and maybe I cost myself some money. But it's not always about the money. It's about doing what's right. And, you know, I see people that have these accounts. Steve, we met with somebody last week, 4.25% fees on their variable annuity. During the biggest bull run that we've had, they opened the account in 2012. Do you know what their average rate of return was? Take a guess.
I would say probably, what, 5%?
Maybe. No, the average rate was 7%, right? But what was their rate? You subtract 4.25% from the 7.
Yeah.
They were getting 2.75% during the biggest bull run. I said, and when they looked at it, they said, oh my gosh. And if they would have put it with us during that same period of time, Steve, and this kind of gave the guy an upset stomach, it would have added about 20 to 30% more in their account value because of the fact our account didn't have fees. And these are important things that people don't always think about, you know. They don't always think about it. You know, Steve, I know we've got a few minutes left, but I just want people to understand what our options are and, you know, what we can do. And so it's important to know that right now we have the ability to add money into people's accounts. And that's a big option to be able to add money into people's accounts. Especially when you're talking, like say they're 59 and a half, they can do an in-service rollover. They can add 20 to 30% into their retirement account. It's huge. It's very, very important.
And they can do that with complete safety. Yeah, they can do that with complete safety. So, you know, if they're in their 401k right now that they've left from a previous employer, or if, like you said, if they're 59 and a half, they can take the money that is in there and put it in a safe place with us, and get that bonus up front and, you know, be guaranteed the amount that they put in there. So it's definitely a good thing. You were talking about fees, and I wanted to reiterate this story. I'm not going to tell the whole thing because I think I told it last week, but I sat with a client, a gentleman who's in his 80s, and he was he had an account. He had three accounts, and one of the accounts, when we started looking at it, had 58 different funds that were inside that one account. And I asked him, I said, you realize you have 58 funds in this account? And he said, I had no idea. And we started looking, and it really appears like, I don't know the broker, I don't know anything about him, but it really appears like this guy was really just flipping funds to make commissions. And what a tragedy for somebody that trusts somebody to, you know, put them to put their needs over the client's needs. And again, I go back to what I said before. That's what I love about what we do. You don't have to worry about us doing that, A, because we wouldn't, but B, because we don't get paid that way. And so we're always looking out for your best interest no matter what. And that's why I hitched my wagon to you, Greg, and that's why I work with the Prosperity Group, because I know the integrity of every single person that works with you.
Steve, I appreciate that, you know, and you know, we're blessed because we do have a good group of people. You know, we had a meet and greet that was scheduled this week in Seneca, and so that's a nice feature. And I'm going to be doing a meet and greet in Sarasota, so I'm going to do a better job of making sure we get this out a little bit in advance, because we stay busy and we're staying, you know, we've got a lot of activity because people are concerned about this recession and what they can do. And we can genuinely help people. So it's crucial that they understand, you know, what their options are. It's crucial.
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, I know we're almost out of time, and I don't know, something that keeps resonating in my head, and I said this to a client again the other day, and at the risk of being repetitive, you know, I just feel like it's important for people with their accounts right now to play the what if game.
Right.
You know, I mean, what are the upsides of if the market does go up, and what if the market goes down? What are the real downsides? And I think that's really what people need to focus on is, you know, we've talked about the fundamentals, so there's no question about the fact that there is no upward momentum really. But what is the downside if the market does bottom out, like all these experts and like we are saying and like we have been saying? What happens then? And what are you going to do if you're in you know, ready for retirement? What are your options going to be? Play the what if game. And I think if you really play that honestly, you're going to say, I need to meet with Steve and Greg because that is absolutely my best option. You know, at some point, when you're playing, you know, at the roulette table or you're playing the blackjack table, at some point you better take your chips off the table or the house is going to take them off for you.
Well, Steve, you're absolutely right. It's like when I went to Vegas, I played blackjack and I'm not a gambler and I was winning. I think I made $80. I'm a big spender when it comes to gambling. And they changed dealers on me and something told me you better leave and walk away while you're ahead. And guess what? I lost all my earnings. End up losing $125, and I thought gambling is terrible. I don't like to gamble, so I don't. And so that's the same thing with our retirement account. People are getting burned because they try to time the market. The time to do something is when you don't not worried about timing the market. It's when you're ahead, not afterwards. But you know what? People can stop the bleeding now. If they don't, then their retirement ETA stop time may be drastically changed. That's the what if. So let's say they want to retire at 65, that might be postponed to 67, 68, because they've lost some money on their accounts. And Steve, what's ironic is we got people with a lot of money. We got people with, you know, maybe less than $1 million, less than $500,000. We can help them all. But guess what? Regardless of how much money you have, you do need a safe money strategy. And people can watch our YouTube videos. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. You can look at Greg Ellie or Prosperity Group Advisors on YouTube and look at some of the videos that we're doing. We're going to update some more. So we can help people. That's crucial. We can help people. And you can go to 1-800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. Steve, I think we got a minute left. And you asked the what if. What if people don't do anything? Well, guess what? Their retirement window gets smaller. It gets
absolutely
smaller. So you know, important.
You know when people lose money? I'm sorry.
What's that?
I said, you know when people lose money in the market? When they try to play catch up. If the market bites them and they hang on trying to play catch up, that's when they lose. If you're in that position, you need to, it's time to take chips off the table.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Folks, look, we can help you by adding anywhere from 20 to 35 to 36% to your retirement accounts. This is not pie in the sky. They're not fluff numbers. It's legit money added to your account. It all depends on your goals and what you're trying to do. And if you want our help, we'll even show you tax-free strategies. You can call 1-800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in today. God bless you. Have a great day. Retirees, thank you so much for tuning into the Prosperity Hour today. I really appreciate it. I value our relationship with you, at least even through radio, and many of our clients that listen to the radio regularly. Folks, we can help you protect your money before you watch your accounts dwindle significantly. Call us at 800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. And I really appreciate tuning in to the Prosperity Hour today. See you next week.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.